AP Sports, I'm Denny Kapp. NFL Week 11 kicked off in the city of brotherly love, where correspondent Michael Luongo saw a battle for supremacy in the NFC East.
The Eagles scored 3 touchdowns in the fourth quarter. They picked up their 6th straight win and took sole possession of first place in the NFC East with a 26-18 win over the Commanders. Philadelphia took the lead for good on a 1-yard touchdown run by Jalen Hurts. That was followed by 2 Saquon Barkley touchdown runs of 23 and 39 yards. Hurts threw for 221 yards for the Birds, who were improved to 8-2.
Win, lose, or draw, we want to grow from every situation, but to be able to stay at it, find a way, stick together, that was pleasing.
Brian Robinson and Zach Ertz had touchdowns for Washington.
Just one game in the NBA, the Jazz picked up their first home win of the season, topping the Mavericks 115-113. John Collins had the game-winning dunk with 6 seconds left. Utah head coach Will Hardy.
Tonight was a hard-fought game. You know, wire to wire, I think there's a lot to be proud of with the team from a growth standpoint.
Dallas dropped its 4th straight game. All 4 of those have been by 1 possession. Major League Baseball, the Tampa Bay Rays have found a new home for the 2025 season. AP correspondent Dave Ferry has more.
The Rays have elected to play their 2025 schedule at the Yankee Spring Training Ballpark in Tampa. Principal owner Stuart Steinberg says 11,000-seat Steinbrenner Field is the best fit for the team and its fan base. The decision was necessitated by damage caused by Hurricane Milton to Tropicana Field, shredding the fabric roof and leaving water damage inside. The Rays will be one of 2 AL teams to play their home schedule in a minor league ballpark next year. Co-president Brian Ault says Steinbrenner Field will be ready for the Rays' March 27th opener, 3 days after the Yankees break camp.
Nick Kyrgios plans to return to competitive tennis at the Brisbane International next month. Kyrgios is hopeful he'll be able to play in the Australian Open in January. The Aussie has played just 1 ATP Tour match over the last 2 years after having surgery on both his wrist and knee. PGA Justin Lauer and Hayden Springer share the lead in the rain-shortened first round of the Butterfield Bermuda Championship. LPGA Jiwon Jun recorded her 3rd hole-in-1 this year. She shares the lead with Charlie Hole after 1 round of the Annika. Coming up next, we go ice level for a 10-game slate in the NHL. The Winnipeg Jets continue their storybook season on Thursday night when they hit the road to take on the Lightning, a team with its own story to tell. Correspondent Walt Marsicano has the recap.
Andrei Vasilevsky earned his 300th win Thursday as the Tampa Bay Lightning defeated the visiting Winnipeg Jets 4-1.
Over the last 10 years, I played for, you know, for such a great team. Just guys, you know, work. You know, they give it all out there on the ice. And you know, they helped me out.
Vasilevsky became the fastest goalie to hit the 300 mark, and he did it against the hottest team in the NHL.
Win is a win. Doesn't matter against what team. Obviously, it gives a little bit more, confidence that we won the game against such a great team.
The Jets lost for just the 2nd time in 17 games this season, while the Lightning snapped a 4-game skid. History made in Edmonton, where Connor McDavid scored a goal to make him the 4th fastest player in NHL history to reach the 1,000-point plateau, doing so in his 659th game as the Oilers eat past the Predators 3-2 in overtime.
These milestones, I said it, you know, the other day, are a great time to reflect and great time to look back. And you know, it's been a good 10 years, and hopefully 10 more good ones.
Only Wayne Gretzky, Mario Lemieux, and Mike Bossy have reached 1,000 points quicker. In New York, the Rangers edged the Sharks 3-2 to extend their point streak against San Jose to 12 games, going back to the 2017-2018 season. Jesper Bratt had a hat trick for the Devils, who dominated the Panthers 6-2. Bratt became the 3rd player in Devils history in the first in 30 years to score an even strength, shorthanded, and power play goal in the same game. The Flyers went to overtime for their 4th straight game. They escaped with a 5-4 win thanks to Matvei Michkov's winner in the extra session. Michkov became the 4th Flyers rookie to ever score an overtime goal and the 1st since 2016. The Sabres also needed overtime to knock off the Blues 4-3. St. Louis is now winless in its last 4 games. The Bruins and Stars squared off in Dallas as both teams were seeking back-to-back wins. Correspondent Bob Stevens.
Evgeny Dadonov scored 2 goals, including the 1st successful penalty shot goal in the NHL this season, as the Dallas Stars defeated the Boston Bruins 7-2. Stars have now scored 7 goals in each of their last 2 games. Dadonov says it feels good to have this offensive explosion.
We need that bounce back after the Winnipeg game, and I mean, like, yeah, kind of nice, like, score like 7 goals 2 games in a row, but I mean, like, it probably not going to be every game, so we have to work on details anyway.
Matt Duchesne, Rope Hintz, Mason Marchman, and rookies Logan Stankoven and Oscar Beck all scored for the Stars, Beck's first career goal, while Charlie Coyle and David Pastrnak got the Boston goals. Jake Ottinger had 23 saves in net for the Stars.
Minnesota goalie Philip Gustafson stopped 19 shots to earn his first shutout of the season and seventh of his career as the Wild blanked the Canadiens 3-0. Out west, the Islanders clobbered the Canucks 5-2 and the Kraken won their third straight, besting the Blackhawks 3-1. I'm Denny Kapp, AP Sports.